Sheriff Tim Howard's race for re-election was at times ugly. The incumbent was subject to negative ads calling out the 22 deaths in the Erie County Holding Center since he took office in 2005. And although not directly accused of wrongdoing, he was named in a sex discrimination lawsuit filed by a former Erie County Holding Center officer. Inside Republican campaign headquarters, Howard thanked his supporters, but extended an apology to law enforcement, beginning with members of his own force.
The people that risk their lives on a daily basis for the good of their community, I am truly and deeply sorry that so many of you had your good work undermined in an attempt to get at me. I feel terrible about that.
As of the early morning hours, Howard held a lead of 3,850 votes. Over at the Democratic campaign headquarters, three blocks away inside Statler City, there was no talk of giving up. Quite the opposite. Erie County Democratic Committee Chairman Jeremy Zellner says there are plenty of absentee ballots left to count.
I think there's about 11,000 absentees, about just over 7,000 returned as of this point. And the race is, I think, about 4,000 the last I saw. But there's still numbers being dumped in. So I don't think anybody's ready to do any conceding anytime soon.
Talbert appeared at Statler City and, after giving a couple television interviews, left. WBFO was unable to secure an interview. But fellow Democrat and Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz said he could not blame Talbert for not conceding. He shared Zellner's opinion that the race is still too close to call. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.